where you sit, where you sleep, where you file all of your records and old photographs. I'm trying to tell you something. I am the light at the end of the hall. The things that you know, man, you don't know at all. Close your eyes, put down the receiver. I'm trying to tell you something.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF. How are you guys doing out there? So, we're listening to music, we're traveling around, and the last piece of music was from the East Coast of Canada, Mr. Joel and Mr. Bill Plaskett. So, Joel Plaskett, quite a famous indie rock folk musician in Canada, and on this album he decided to do one with his father, which is a very nice thing. And he says, "My father is my earliest musical influence. It was time we made a record together." So that's so cool. Nice guys. Wish I could do a record with my dad. Someday maybe. Anyways, we heard a song called Dragonfly, the last song on the show. And Joel says that he wrote this song after hiring a medium to clear his studio of an unhappy spirit who caused water damage on the weekend of the Blood Moon 2015. I didn't know Joel Plaskett was so superstitious. Anyways, the next day he discovered a dead dragonfly in the lobby and kept it in a cassette case above the wall rack for the pool table balls. Anyways, little bit of info about the song. It was called Dragonfly, and it was in open tuning, D-A-D-G-A-D, which owes a debt to his dad's guitar hero, Bert Jansch, and Al Tuck, one of Joel's favorite songwriters. So, Dragonfly by Bill and Joel Plaskett, and they just put out an album called Solidarity. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And before that, we heard a very long, beautiful piece of progressive Arabic music by Amin and Hamza and the band Beyond Borders. Their new record, Fertile Paradoxes, and all over the place. I mean, you got Arabic classical music, the oud and the kanun at the forefront, but then also you got the cello and saxophones, and then a lot of percussion and stuff, and African, Middle Eastern percussion as well. And by the way, on that song, we had the vocals of Kaushiki Chakraborty, and I think she was singing in Sanskrit, the ancient Indian language. Yeah, beautiful. Loved it. And, well, going to keep moving with something else new. A wonderful musician from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. You can't just call it the Congo because there's two of them. Jupiter and Aquas, and he's got a new album. It's from Kinshasa, by the way. A new album called Kin Sonic, and this guy certainly should be more famous than he is. He's had Damon Albarn of the band Blur playing keyboards on his records and stuff, and is really ripe for a breakthrough. And a song right here called O Fa Kom Bolo, pure energy from the Congo right here. This is Wandering Rhythms. I am Nick Legacy.
Wogolo Yagala! Aya! Ulia kana kima e, bono kanela kaloeka we bona uye. Ulia kana kima e, ulia kana kima e, oko toye moko kumbulikio iye. Ofa kumbolo, ofa kumbolo, ofa kumbolo, ofa kumbolo, ofa kumbolo. Fakumbolo.
Fakumbolo, fakumbolo, fakumbolo.
Wandering Rhythms, that's right, CJSF 90.1 FM, and we just heard great band from Eastern Canada, Toronto, and Montreal. They're called Timber Tambor, and that was the title track off Sincerely Future Pollution. Nice how they don't rush the vocals, like 3 minutes go by before that begins. Yeah, cool dark indie rock. And before that, Italian progressive rock band from the mid-70s, Picchio del Pozzo, and the song Merta from their self-titled debut. Yes, people who are prog rock nerds specifically reference that as Canterbury-style progressive rock, which is kind of contentious because that's a scene from England, and they're calling this Italian prog rock band Canterbury-style, which they kind of are. Anyways, we don't need to get into that. Picchio del Pozzo, 70s Italian prog. And before that, we heard Jupiter and Aquas from Kinshasa, from the Congo. The new album, Kinsonic, great stuff. And the song, O Facombolo. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
This is BirdNote. I'm BirdNote's Executive Director, Nick Byard, and today kicks off our fall fundraising week. If BirdNote has ever inspired you, educated you, or delighted you with daily immersive stories about the lives of birds, please donate today at birdnote.org. Over the past 20 years, we've been able to reach millions of people with bird songs, calls, and stories thanks to the power of local public radio. If you're listening on the radio, you might know that Congress has revoked hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for stations just like this one, making it harder than ever for public radio to thrive. And while stations have to pay to broadcast many of the programs you love, BirdNote is an independent nonprofit that provides its shows to stations for free. So a gift to BirdNote has a multiplier effect. It helps produce a show you love, and it helps provide free programming for your local public radio station. Support BirdNote and support the future of public radio by donating today at birdnote.org. Maybe consider becoming a recurring monthly donor so that we can count on your ongoing support at whatever level feels good to you. On behalf of all of us at BirdNote, thank you for showing your love of birds and public radio with a gift today at birdnote.org.
sans amant. Et you